Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to the Cricket Show, bringing you live cricket commentaries from Broward in South Florida. Ivor Henry, your commentator, will be talking. He will be bringing you the description of the games, Mac TV. So listen to us.
Well, I didn't expect much from Ray Hatt, pretty much, over the years. He's not, hit a few blows, six here and six there, but I think it was a very bad idea to send him right now because the team is not in trouble, Ivor. What do you think?
Yes, well, Neville Dawkins has joined us in the comeback. So, Neville, I'm going to say you seem as if you're old form in the good old days, but you and I would have had some Bibles. Very hot, and because of that, and the threat of wind, we're gonna bought the third match. I'm gonna leave the legs on the new guys to play three matches, but I think the wiser thought would be that you bought the last match and just make merry and get home early and spend a little more time with the family. Devil, I remember you playing for with much work, right? I remember one inning, and I'm not talking about myself, I remember you were bowling to me one time, and you sort of said, man, I just don't like the ball to him, man. He just nudged me here, nudged me there.
This time, but you spear cut very well. Can't bowl to you outside the outcome. You get punished. I remember those days. But we played some good cricket with international, as I can remember.
Exactly. We got onto the same team, International Cricket Club. We played together. One quite a couple of matches there. That's a good-looking shot there from Chong. He got up on the one leg like a Kalishan back in 1975, taking on Dennis Lilly. But he got two. And the first time I've seen him run so many two runs. But he's winded. I can tell. He's bending over. You can see him on TV. He's a big man. But he seems to be much fitter than I've seen him in the past, to be honest with you. But there's plenty of work to do. All the twos are on the board. 22 for 2. We're trying to get to 70. So, Neville, yes, international, those were some good days when we had the Parkway, the Marshall Outdoor Park.
West Indies, that's another good club. And we always look forward to cricket on Sunday.
Yes. I'll get back to you that you see something here where Chong was on his haunches there with one from Azeem passing right above the chin. It was not high enough. He was standing in his original position, so the umpire would not have called wide. But we call that chin music.
Yes, Ivor, today, except for the sun, it's a great day for cricket. You know, and I wish more people would come out and watch cricket, but there's some good cricket displays here on Sundays.
I'm going to abort that because we asked people not to really come because of the COVID-19. So we asked them to look at it on the TV. So quite a few people who would have wanted to come, but we asked them to, you know, keep the distance. If you come, you have to get your mask and the distance. We have some stands here where, you know, when things get back to normal, we can have them come out in the numbers. But for now, we ask that they look at it and view it on the TV and tell their neighbors, tell their friends that we're on MacTV.com. And it's a good way to get off the couch. But like I said, right now, we're not inviting too many people to come out.
Good thinking, Ivor. I'm sorry I make it known to people to come out. Stay home, watch MacTV.com. You'll see some really great cricket. I've seen some really good catches take today and some beautiful shots. And good bowling.
Yes, indeed. So we're into the half a mark now. Over number 5 coming up. So Stanley, I think that it seems as if it's going to be a mountain to climb. The total of 70 seems to be getting like Mount Everest as the Spartans are making heavy weather of getting there. Chong is the only one who seems to be playing with a difference. The others are playing with a poop.
So as long as he's there, they still have a chance, Ivor.
Into which one has showed us here that he has put out all the stops so far, but playing the law of average, he's due to bowl a bad spell. He has not done that with the two deliveries so far. We've seen Steve Bowling here today, Neville Dawkins here, who's come back with us. We're a bit played and a way of put off spin. Which one would have done it? It's going after him, but skills can't get it off the square. Off. On the edge of the box. It's a score. Remember, we had added a duck farm. This time he tried to get off the mat, and they're going to get it easily too in the end. A strong limbus through for the single. Obviously, he's not fit, but he's facing a lot of score. Maybe we're going to see some hard hitting, but to go after which one on the stumps, you better not be crossing because I know we're going to hit timber. That is true, but this time John again is going out too long on, but they can only get a single. Which one has been really on par here? He's stuck to his guns. He just bowls, tosses the ball up outside the off stump, keep it in line, take the pace off of it. That's what he said in an interview I had with him earlier. He said, because he just won a full toss and he can do no more with it. And you hear the cries from the crowd as if to say that one should have been calling a lost ball.
Oh boy, I tell you, it's hard to tell. He kind of lost me a little bit. But I think this one is doing something that batsman can't really answer to.
Well, Neville just whispered in my ears here and said that this one seems to be going with marble.
Well, I think so.
But the team not playing the game tomorrow. As a
Dalwa, he's done one from five. He has suffered some poor deliveries in that. You know, he's winded, so he's going to go. Yeah, Chung has been there. He's been going at a good clip, 19 from 14. So he's ahead of the thing, but all the others who have gone before them would have sucked up a lot of deliveries. Chung is in the air now. He's top edging. The wicketkeeper, the big glove is getting on there. Pumina there. And in the end, Sean took it. So Sean's confidence is back. But normally, the wicketkeeper would have been taking those. But I guess Sean made up his mind that it's mine. I'm going to take it. I didn't hear nor see the wicketkeeper, so I stopped with my guns. But normally the big gloves would normally take those. Punches up the gloves there, and Sean has taken two, dropped one, taken two. So I think the one that he dropped. Remember?
Oh yes, sure. He has redeemed himself nicely, Ivor, and now he's back on top. But again, as for Chung, I want to comment a little bit. You said earlier on he looked fresh and nice, but after those couple of rough twos, I think he was going to be dry now. Exactly what happened.
Yeah, he was in trouble from about the fourth over. I saw him really started to hobble. The last single he ran from up here, he was off camera, but he hobbled to the end, and I knew that he was winded. So, well, he played his part, and Neville was asking for him to just make way for probably Masood Mohammed, so you got your wish.
No, I was just saying that
I had it the wrong way. See, I'm just teasing. Never said that. I was the one who just put some lump in the mix. So, you need to
find
me nice and straight, right?
Yeah, I've been getting news about you, man. Virgil told me that you tricked him into the third game. You let him make some runs, you play for your team, and then you retire. That's not good.
Yeah, well, the one thing Virgil can say, and I'm going to say it on here now on MAP TV, if I have one regret in cricket, making a decision, because back in the days when you were captain, you're a little god, so you make decisions on your own. I had a final match to play against Barbados in the Shell Shield. Virgil was my go-to bowler. When Virgil finished bowling his overs, his 8 overs, right, he'd be begging for me. The guy was super confident. I can always just give him those balls. Open the balls, bowl you 8 overs. Whatever you now I said, you know, I have to just stay in and Otto comes from Antigua. Otto bowls middle face. He's a much better batsman than Virgil. He was batting number 3. I said, you know, I'm going to use Otto as my number 3 batsman. I would do a little bit of bowling with Virgil. And then Otto can do a little bowling too. So we make a Virgil 8 overs. What a mistake that I made. I left out Virgil from the beginning. And you know how, because we were winning all the matches, the Bayesian guys told me, he said, we won the match when we heard Virgil was first.
Big mistake, Ivor. Virgil, he's a good bowler. We all know that.
But hear this, it backfired on me because Arthur did nothing in the bowling and he did worse in the batting at number 3, he went for duck.
Those were the good old days, Ivor.
This one is in the air. Tyler is getting on it. Let's see, takes the catch. Yes. Thanks, Neville, for coming through. Neville said that it's time for him to bat because...
Well, if it's time for Neville to bat, you know, the batting team is in real trouble.
Yeah, the batting trouble. But like I said here, with that thing there, I live to regret that. Tell me the truth. It haunts me even to today sometimes. I don't tell Virgil too much because I know how we have to wait, you know. He would just go and write a book.
But he's already writing it right now because he's been...
I know the man. He's writing right now telling you all these things, but... I did regret that though because, like I said, it haunted me after that because Virgil with his left arm, you know, came with a difference. And it was the only left armer we had in there. But I tried to. He backfired on me, but I tried to outsmart the guys who were. I said, I'm Virgil. But, he did. But we still had the match to win too, you know, because we failed in the passing. Hamish didn't come through for me. Peter, Anthony, and myself, Peter here, we batted and batted. The fellow ended up making 100 in the match. I was out for 30 yards. And then Eddie was there, gave up his inning, full of a cramp.
Yeah, I myself played a couple of games for Barbados in the Chelsea, too. They were pretty good. I had Jamaica against the bat 2 times, I remember. Myself and Reed, we had Jamaica 55 for 7. And I picked up something, you know. It was when I was young.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have good battles, and that was a good thing. We would always come to it and have a radio show. And we always talk about it, and we said, I am his rabbit. And this one is down the leg side, wide call and signal there by Empire Valley. Beautiful take there by the end.
Seems to be an uphill task now. I never thought after the start they have gotten. I thought they would like screech you with 2 or 3 overs to spare. What do you think?
Yeah, well, the all-star players them here. They've played matches here before. It's like Croatia was saying earlier, the team has been mixed up, and this time this one is playing back along the track. The bowler. Knocked it down, but failed to prevent one. So, Dale Africa, the opening bowler, he's into bat. He batted beautifully with Mohammed, and he was there at the very end when they failed to get that 70 that was required for the first inning. So now he's here again. Let's see if he's going to be at the end. The same 2 batters. I mean,
let's see if history can repeat itself, Ivor, because they're pretty good in the first. Even though they failed to get the target, but they stuck around and one chance could have taken the game from Croatia.
Yes, they put on some 30-yard partnership between them, but it was not enough. Mohammed outside the off stump, slashing at one, but it goes through to be taken. He was backing away rather than coming across, as Neville would have said, and you would have seen. You bowled that to Ivor Henry outside the off stump. You know what's going to happen to that. Neville just said it. You're retrieving that from the boundary.
Yeah, those were the days I was called memories, golden memories, silver tears.
Yes, I love the off-stump because, you know, ever since early in my playing days as a junior, I used to hear people saying all the time, keep the ball off the legs, hold it in the offside. When I started playing, the pads used to be up to my waist. And the next thing, my biggest shot was the leg. I couldn't get the ball in front. I was really tiny. So all my ones used to be deflecting, quick, or late. Just running down to third man, and I'm getting my runs from there. Then I said, I saw Viv Richard one time batting against a guy named Cool from St. Kitts. Cool used to bowl 16 overs, 15 maidens, one run, one wicket. Why? Because everybody leaving the ball outside the off stump. Viv Richards came to St. Kitts, and every time he dropped the ball outside the off stump, he step across like two things, bang! Backwards fielding. He wasn't Cool out of cricket. This time he's going big, but there's a man down there, takes the catch in the deep, and another one perish. Another one bites the dust. So there goes Africa. Has been reduced to just a dot.
Oh boy. I feel his pain, man. I mean, this 70 seems to be like 700 islands. The way all these guys are.
This 70 seems to be like 700?
Yes, because after six overs, starting with one stage, there were like 20 something for one off two overs.
Well, the guys are really rusty. You can see that. You can tell that the Spartan teams, they haven't played in it all year. They look good in the bowling, but their batting is falling apart. I haven't seen Peter Anthony. He opened the bowling in the first inning, but he was spending a lot of time in the pads because he kept in both matches, and he's still not seeing the appearance of Peter Anthony. So I think they're conceding this match because Neville, who normally bats number 11 when I play for international, told us here after the third wicket, it is time for me to leave the come box because I think it is time for me to go on paddle.
Yeah, and after saying that, I thought they should have like given up the game because I've never seen Neville bat earlier than 11 in no format of the game on any team.
Well, I didn't think that he left to go on bat early. He felt like the wicket was falling so fast that he has got to be close to the team to get his catch on. It's not that he's going to be promoted or anything, but he feels like, I think we're going to lose all these 10 wickets, so let me not be, we would die and can't be counting, so let me get close to my teammates, so they can maybe even tell them to go in as a pinch hitter, you never know.
Yeah, maybe he might turn the game, who knows, Ira.
Well, this is a game of glorious uncertainty, remember that. Ooh, there's a nice breeze now. Folks, we have some heavy clouds hovering around. Let's see if we get some more man to just show some clouds there. But this sun was mighty, mighty hot today. One time we saw the umpire have to leave the field for 2 overs because the heat was a bit much for him. He's on camera now. Just pour some cold water over his head. And in the pavilion, sat down. When his car, turned on the AC. And that was his mask, I think. Maybe he has a risk with the and he just revived. He's back out to perform his duties. Wisdom again. Then he's charging. But Wisdom has been tight.
Very, very tight.
And the equation doesn't look bad. 41 runs to get from 21. That's supposed to be easy peasy. Because you just need 11 runs and over. That is just 260. Which is 12. We got more than enough from two. From 260.
Easier said than done, Ivor. You're not out the creek.
I'm not out there. Okay. I take that any day. I take that compliment. But the keeper is there and he's trying to go hard at this one. Getting an inside edge and he's just going down to the backwards way. We're going to urge you folks to listen to the Block Talk Radio to put the show this evening at 6 o'clock. Probably. Some of your experience here being for the first time on the home box of the
Yes, I feel honored and then, you know, I always want to share my thoughts with the viewers out there and let them know who the great man is. They heard about him but have never seen him. I mean, you know, people in Radio Land all over tried to hear about me.
But
and now here I am. Go get out of it.
Well, I think the first time you would have come to Combox, I would have invited you into the Combox on the Block Talk Radio. And here's a 4 runs here from Mohammed as he went just to the right of Rizwan and he got a beautiful 4. So he knew it was 4 from the time he left the bat. He did not even move. He stayed there for the camera. But I was saying, yes, I remember it was at the Central Bird Regional Park when I invited you to Combox and you shake like a leaf when the mic was put in your hands.
Well, I shake because I thought it was a gun and I'm scared of gun. You know, so I really want to have the mic because people really know I'm a singer, so I've never shake with a mic in my hand. I might shake because of your looks, pretty much, but not to the.
Yes. You might even start singing the Star Stamp, man. July, how about that? You have a lot of firsts. The first time you ate so much pizza in your life was today. So you're going to remember Mac T. Yes, that is true. You go out to your short stint, you say, come on in, Stanley. And you said, the bit and you high and by.
Yes, I know every time I walk into the park, if you're coming to, you always want to invite me in. But I'm not so much right, want to stay too long. Because
I always try to expose everybody that's around me. That's what you mean.
Right, so that was very, very good. That was very, very good of you.
I'm not afraid to share the spotlight. You know what I did to one Mr. Audley Watson? About a minute come up, I pushed the mic in his face and I turned off. Audley Watson. And now he's one of the main commentators, not TV. He said, ooh, this one is big and it's going big and far. That's the biggest thing of the day, I can tell you. Maybe we can give him a ball.
Wait, that's Nazim Ali. And like I said, the writing is on the wall, Ivor.
Then he's much more where that is coming from. I'm not too sure that they can continue this because, remember, the big old Africa was reduced to a dot. Didn't trouble the school as much, but Nazim Ali is any relation to Muhammad Ali? What do you think?
Maybe fourth or fifth cousin, you know, what do you think?
I thought you were going to say in name. Yes, they have the same name. That's the only thing that you can. Okay, so we have a change of ball because that's the biggest six of the day. And Ali, with the same name as Muhammad Ali, the greatest, he said, I'm the greatest. And he said, I have to back my chap. And then Ali would have gone out and given up his title. Spent 3 years in the camp. It was a good thing to overturn that decision to incarcerate the guy just because he said, I'm not going to fight you. The Vietnamese, because they are my brothers and they have done me nothing. There's a white down the next side, it's called and signal the light and fire. Ali? So having been struck with a mighty blow, he's running away from the back. He's hiding the ball now. This time he's flicking this one nicely. One bounce four down to the deep backward square leg. So like we said here, if you're looking at the equation, it's just 2 strikes away when they're looking for 11 runs and over. And now they've brought it down to just 9 runs and over. But you remember in the first game, that's exactly what you said, Stanley.
But at the time, Ali was already back in the pavilion, but now he's in the middle, so we can expect more fireworks.
Okay, well, it's good for cricket. It's both of them in the match today, and then cricket will be the all-around winner.
That's right.
Okay. Nice straight drive. Bowler put his foot to it and took some of the pace off. And again, you see what it is when you play with a straight bat? If he had played across that, I sure would have hit the timber.
Good night, nurse.
So again, we want to say good afternoon to Liam Francis over there in Tallahassee. He's going to be hosting the match for this afternoon. From time to time, we have Max Kureshi on TV. This time, he's in the one in the air, and he goes out to the deep cover. They're going to be taking on the arm of the young man in the deep, and they get there nice and easy. And yeah, good-looking one. It's a good-looking over here for the Spartans. We're into over number 8, and we're 1 away from 50. 21 from 14. You're a betting man.
Easy peasy. Walk in the park for the batting team.
You said that the last time. Okay. Let's see if you can go down twice. This time he's going good. He's going big. One, two. This time playing some football out here. Yes, no, yes, no. And in the end, wise decision Ali made there to send back the batter in Masood Mohammed. So we have seen two cricketers in the first match went down for 13. Unlucky 13. Now Nazim Ali is on 13. He's going to a good clip. 13 from 5. Masood is there. 8 from 5. So both batters are faced 5 deliveries. What a contrast. 13 from 5. What 13 will do for him? He's pivoting and swinging. I think this one got into the pads. We're going to wait for the umpire signal. He comes in now. So he's still on 13. 50 comes up and gone past by 1. So, ladies, go ahead. Matt Cricket Stadium is 51 for 5.
Well, well, well. Now the game that looks totally away from the batting side now turns either. What do you think?
I think Neville would have left the comebox and went to give a pep talk to his teammates over there. And now all of a sudden you see the competitive game would have changed. But it's good for cricket. You don't want a one-sided game. Last inning he was just like this. And when it came down, which team won? The fielding team. So they're in the very exact same position. Where it seems as if, well, with just 9 runs and over, they can get that.
Well, that's true. And I just said Neville went into the box and talked to his team and give him a prep talk because he know he can't do the job, so he has to talk them into doing it. What about that?
Okay, well, the skipper is coming on just like he did. But last time he would have given up some 10-on-1. And he may have redeemed himself after that drop catch. Since then, he would have taken 2 catches. He even took 1 away from the little people in big.
Right. So I think his confidence is back now, Ivor, and we should see some experience on him now, so to speak. Let's watch and see.
I'm telling you, this is the penultimate over, and it's got to come good here because it is 9 runs and over. If they can bring this thing down under 9, I'm going to go with you and say the batting team would take it. But the skipper is taking matters into his own hands. Again, we want to say good afternoon to Vinod Manchad over there in Trinidad and Tobago. He's following this match here closely as well. Outside the off stump in the air, but he's not going to go all the way to the sweep cover as it went there on the bounce. So he got off the 13, and now they're, as we call, stealing a run. And here it is, they're getting overthrows, 2 of them. So that's what pressure does to you. 1 turned into 2, and eventually ended at 3 runs. So he got off the 13 and gone on to 16. So there's not going to be out for another 13 here. So partnership of some 50, 26 so far. And it came easy peasy. And all at the hands of Nazim Ali, he would have done most of the work. Faced some 7 deliveries for his 16. And the skipper Mohammed would have bowled well in the 2 matches so far. I interviewed him after the game and he decided that, oh, he's going big. And he's gone way beyond the boundary ball. And out of the park. And they say, bring balls, bring balls. Well, they retrieved this one quickly. Yes, well, it's Eason Stevens, 10 from 10.
So I tried to tell you, Ivor, I'm a betting man and I'm a winning man.
Yeah, I think Sean came in a little too late. He should have bowled earlier. He came when the free party is on. This might be, it's just going to be a single. It's going to be leg by. 9 from 9, a partnership of some 33. So, quick and in a hurry, Masood Mohammed is gone to 14 from 7. Ali's turn is on the corner, he's a quick single. Throw is a little bit there. Late, as Masood really got the wheels turning there, and they're doing all their best to win this match, and then it would be 1-1, and it will be even Steve. Not bad days, cricket.
Well, everybody deserves a little thing, Ivor. Don't be one sided.
Outside the off stump, and it's going to be a wide. So he has got to reload and come again. So now we have more balls than one. So, 7 from 8, and this time, oh, he's getting an outside edge as he tried to play this one into the onside, but he ambled through for a single. He just 6 runs away. So we need 6 to win, we have 7 deliveries. So, Sean has gone for some 12 already in this over. And he's going after him, and he's gone big! There she goes! That is 70. Game, set, match.
So again, Ivor, I'm the winning man.
Waiting to rejoin our commentators. Match has been completed. Spartans winning by 5 wickets requiring 74 victory. They were able to complete the task in 9 overs. Just waiting a moment for our commentators over there in Deerfield Beach, where Mac T10 tournament is live, and they played against the Mac All Stars, who lost today to the Spartans by 5 wickets. Masood Mohammed ended with 15, not out from 8, and Nassim Ali 23 from 9 deliveries. We obviously are waiting to see if we can pick up with Ivor at the grounds. He may have some interviews lined up for us, so we're just sticking around until that time comes. We joined the commentary late, and we were hoping to bring the other match, which was aborted because of the impending rain. Nassim Ali 23. Mac All Stars Day ended. Well, the scores have just come up on the board and has disappeared, so we are waiting again. So, as it were, Mac T10 and being played there in Deerfield Beach. Flags are flying and it looks very much overcast. And as such, they have abandoned, at least they have canceled the scheduled other encounter. We were hoping to bring that, but we couldn't because of the fact that of the inclement weather. But for what you heard, it was a pretty even match. And the folks, though no one was there to see the match live. And
all right, well, folks, well, we're here.
Back to our commentators.
I'm sure you can see the camera panning over here. To something that we're going to say, it's new now. The stand, this was not here the last time when we were here. So all this is in the works, and we're going to be making sure that this stadium be one to really accommodate. Right now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rows of stops. And I'm telling you, apart from this, we have the barbecue stand.
So I was describing the scenery there at Deerfield Park, Mark Stadium.
Quite a bit of picnic tables here. And still over here. And we have the barbecue stands over here.
Quite a lot of development is being done to the stadium. Last time I was there, it wasn't all that.
Brand new, still have the paper on and all the good stuff right here. So this park is going to be one for the making. And
This used to be the old player pavilion, but now we make it, you know, up to par. But it stands for the spectators area, and more picnic tables on the outside here. So it's coming to come. I'm telling you. So this park here at the Mac Cricket Stadium is one in which I'm telling you is going to be the envy of South Florida, outside of the park and things. Mr. Peter Anthony, could you give me a second over here? I would ask Mr. Peter Anthony, who would have spent quite a bit of time in the pads today, you would notice you kept the first inning and you would have opened the batting with the same pad. Did you open it?
No.
No?
No.
What number did you bat?
You
want to take first?
No.
All right. It is Peter Anthony here. One of my old teammates here who will put in a good pick. So he would have been gone up to Wanda. We could have probably been hoping that will
have a good one. Okay. Ali. Now this is the player of the match, Mr. Ali. You would have got 23 runs from some 9 balls. Last inning, you fell short with one. This time you took matters into your own hands and you decided you're going to take it over the top.
Absolutely, because I feel the first innings I was far dealing with the Empire and even a bit of which not an issue. So this time I think I played the cricket game looking serious and I went up by myself.
Well, good luck. So this time you brought things into perspective where you have one up, one down. Next time around, I hope you come back and you yourself would do something. You didn't bowl today, why not?
Because we had like 8 bowlers in the team. We had to give the guys a chance to perform, so we need them in the regular competition.
Very good. Well, good luck and get home safely.
Thank
have
you.
A good one. Yes, sir. All right, well, that's it, folks. So, like you said, the ground is all here. Flags, as you can see. Everything fits for a king. So, we have to abort the last match. Should have been 3 games, but it's down to 2 because we have the clouds that's coming in. So, we decided, well, rather than to keep these expensive cameras in the rain, we decided to abort the last match. As you can see, these heavy clouds. About the wind is picking up as you can see. So instead of just chancing it, we would have been satisfied with two matches in the day's play. For you viewers who are out there, we are hoping that you would have enjoyed what you would have looked at. And we will be coming again. Do you know when the next match is going to be? It's going to be next week or whatever. Well, folks, stick and stay. We'll bring you up to speed and up to par. Facebook will let you know when is the next match. But the grounds are here. It's going to be up for grabs down the road because, like I showed you, the picnic table, in place are the barbecue grills. And now we have a spectator stand. And if you could have only got the camera in the back to show you where the commentary box is going to be. And work has begun. As you can see, maybe some of the shine stuff back there, the stuff that's going to be used. Where the commentary box is going to be up and it's going to be having a top deck. I don't know if can you zoom on the camera on the top, right over there. There you go. So in back of that is where the comm box is going to be and the camera is going to be stationed exactly right there and it's going to be a little higher than that, about 10 feet higher. So it's getting in place and like we said, the side screens are in. Everything fits for a king. I can tell you that. And we're playing on AstroTurf, but I need for the folks to know that we're going to pan here. There is dirt strip over here that you have the clay, 3 of them, as a matter of fact. So just east of where you see the AstroTurf there. So on this ground, it's going to be up for rental, and even for common trees, it's going to be up for rental as well, as cheap as you want to be. I mean, Matt, you know, he works with cricket, and... the park too will be available for picnic other than picnic. So all that is in the works. Oops. So for you to come on out, get away from the crowd, and it's very close to the 441 right here. So right on Atlantic Boulevard. That's a stationary position. Atlantic Boulevard and State Road 47. You come south of that, 441, and you're in there. And trust me, you're not going to regret getting away from some of the havoc traffic. It's going to be peaceful. And there are other things here too. We have horses and all the good stuff. So it's a good day for you folks to come out, went to park and get your horseback riding. But for now, we're going to be closing out this session. So for now, we have to say thank you to the operating crew, Sofiane and and the school, for spending such a time here. The wrapping up has started. The two umpires, the two officiating umpires, we have to say kudos to them as well. Without them, you know, we're not going to be having much of a game. So we want to say thank you for that. And again, we want to say thanks to Matt Kureishi for coming up with the idea of having cricket and lovely cricket here being played in South Florida. As you know, we're still in the COVID-19 pandemic. We don't know when it's going to be over. But in the meantime, he thought it best that we can just get off the couches, get out here, play cricket. But for the majority of people to stay at home and can view something other than listening to the COVID-19 and how it's been transformed from mild to really wild, like a wildfire here in the South Florida. Well, we're praying and hoping that the borders would be open for the folks in the Caribbean, that they can come on over, enjoy some of what we have over here in Florida and all of America. But for now, we're going to be signing off and we're going to be calling it George. So with that, we have to say good night. I'm Henry signing off. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. We brought you what we could. We joined late, but we were able to get in a few minutes of the closing stages of that two-match series. And hopefully you would have enjoyed it. And nevertheless, you can go back into the archives and record and listen to what transpired. Ivor Henry and Stanley were your commentators. So good night to you all. Remember to join us later this evening at 6. Then we bring you our regular scheduled program. And until then, good afternoon, and may God continue to bless you all. Good night.